Yes, Mr. President.
Calling me?
Yes, I called you earlier to tell you that I'd found the origin of those stories that came out over the weekend. I think Joe has spoken to you about it.
Yes.
I just wanted to assure you that I think this was just a slip in judgment on Buzz's part.
Good.
He is loyal as loyal can be. He's done a great job on the Hill supporting the administration. And I've talked to him about it at length since I talked to him on Sunday and again this morning.
Did somebody betray him, or was he just dumb?
I think it was just bad judgment, Mr. President. He was trying, he thought, to help, he said. And it didn't work out that way, surely.
Did somebody break it on him, or?
He had a background session with a group of reporters, AP, UP, and Dick Fricklin from the Star, and I think there were one or two others there as well. And I think there was some confusion in his mind as to whether this was off the record or not. And he was just trying, as he says, to try and put it in proper context and to say that the chiefs were not dissatisfied with what was going on, but certainly not the way that it came out. And he's very unhappy about it, of course. But Buzz has been a loyal person, and I don't think this would happen again.
Who broke it?
It was broken at the same time by AP, UP, and Fricklin and the Star. All three essentially came out with it at the same time, Mr. President.
Well, they just ganged up on him, didn't they?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Have you got any temperature on how fast y'all are spending money these days? They told me you spent the rate of $50 billion the first 6 months, and you're going to shoot at 58 the next 6 months. And Bob told me that through February you were behind what you'd planned.
Yes, sir. We are behind what we planned. As to the exact amount of the lag, I don't have it at my fingertips. I can get it very easily and put it in the memorandum and send it over to you this evening.
I wish you would. I want to look at this very, very carefully, and I sure want you to take another look to see if there's anything that you're doing that employs anybody in this country that is not essential to Vietnam.
Right.
These construction trades are just getting out of hand. And if we're building a little road or building a little street or paving a little thoroughfare around Cape Kennedy or Randolph or someplace, I just think we ought to tell them to come back next July or something, or just slow down and just wait till Washington approves something. And I just have whoever it is that's in charge of this, the Army engineers, your commanding officers, these various installations, I'd say that there's a great tightening in the construction, particularly that they got up to bulldozer operators 868 an hour, and an increase of 23%. And unless we can have relieve some of this tightening and have some jobs available they can't find work for, well, we're just going to be in a hell of a shape.
Yeah, I know that, Mr. President.
I know stuff in Vietnam that's different. I've got everybody I see wanting to go to Vietnam. If you got all the civilian contractors you want in Vietnam, all the personnel, all the bulldozers, all the airport men, everything.
We're considering putting even a few more in that's being reviewed right now in the department here. We probably will send some more out, but we're sending out at a rate which is that requested by them. We're meeting their requirements now. We think we may even put some more in.
Well, I won't talk to you about it before you do. First time you're over here, I'll talk to you about it. I've got a little group that I won't talk to you about sending
Fine,
out.
President.
Dirt, is it largely dirt moving and airstrips?
Yes, it is. There's also some light barrack construction, but the principal problems have been dirt moving.
Well, I got experts. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed, sir.